God and the eternal promises, manifest your goodness to us this morning, Lord. Let every yoke be broken in the name of Jesus, and every bondage be put asunder in the name of Jesus. For truly your word says, by the anointing, that the yoke is broken. And Father, we believe it. Let thy word enter into our hearts this morning to purge, to crucify anything that is unrighteousness. And let the name of Jesus Christ be exalted. Even in Jesus' precious name we pray. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to give a second part of the message we started some weeks ago. The title of the message is Claim Your Possession and Retain It. This is the part two. Please, can somebody open Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17? The book of Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17. Please, quickly. Claim your possession and retain it. Part two. But upon Mount Zion shall be what? Can I hear somebody say it? Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We preached on part of one, some weeks ago, and I stated what our possessions are in Christ Jesus. Amen? I said that our given possessions, entitlements, through Christ are many. There are a lot of them. Among them are salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Deliverance. Amen. Healing. Amen. Peace. Amen. Joy and prosperity. And you can add your own if this is not enough for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As long as you do it in righteousness. Amen. The part two of this message this morning will be on peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. Peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. Or you can interpret it as said some of the places say, peace that surpasses, above and beyond the understanding of children of men, the peace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to know that the entitlement or the promises of the word of God, your possessions, are yours. For you to even start to get any of them, there has to be one important factor that must be in place, and that is salvation. So if you are here this morning and you have never given your life to Christ Jesus, there will be an opportunity for you to do the same. Amen? But if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you believe him, and you've received him, and you confess your sin and repent of it, then the possessions, the entitlements of joy, of peace, of salvation, of deliverance, of everything that God has in his word is yours. Amen? If you are missing on any of these, it is up to you to go and claim it. Let's say that in this Phoenix, Arizona, we have storage houses. Maybe one in Tempe, one in Scottsdale, another one in Glendale or whatever. And Jesus has created these storage houses and put your possessions in each one of them. And so you need peace. And you pull your truck and drive in and go and cash it in. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because it is given does not mean that you do not have to contend for it. There will be challenges on the way. There will be things that will try to stop you from getting those promises or the possession that belongs to you. This morning we are going to talk about those things and how you can be an overcomer. But I want to tell you in the name of Jesus Christ that God has ordained, planned peace to be in your home in Jesus' name. If you believe it, say amen. Peace in your family in Jesus' name. Peace in your family in Jesus' name. Peace in your business in Jesus' name. Peace at the place of your work in Jesus' name. Peace in your going and your coming in the name of Jesus. Among your friends in Jesus' name. Among your husband and wife, there shall be peace in the name of Jesus. Peace that passeth or surpasses all understanding. Not just any kind of peace. That is the plan and the intention of God. Today, the world is living in pieces. As one language that says it is wahala everywhere. Trouble. In effort to maintain the world peace, the United Nations made of kingdoms, nations and people of the world desire to have and maintain peace. But events have shown that there can never be peace without the Prince of Peace. It's all a waste of time. They have rejected him, so they cannot have peace. True and lasting peace, which is a fruit of the Spirit. This morning we are talking of the fruit of Spirit. There are nine of them. One of those fruit of the Spirit is what? Peace. You cannot go to heaven without the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? Gifts. Every other thing the devil can imitate. But he cannot imitate the fruit of the Spirit. That is the nature of God. And you need to manifest them. And one of the integral part of this fruit is peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible went higher and said, it is not just peace, but peace that passeth all understanding. And that is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Can somebody put it on the scripture as we continue to read? Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Peace that passeth all understanding. I'll read. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. The absence of peace is curse, turmoil, despair, and miseries. In effort to counter lack of peace and to restore tranquility, the world has come up with diverse dumb ideas. And we are witnessing those dumb ideas today. They have utterances like, do what you need to do to make you happy. Or do what makes you happy. In effort to have peace of mind. Peace in their full home. Peace in this and that. So they come up with all these utterances. Then some choose in trying to get that peace of mind. They get drunk. Talk to somebody a few weeks ago and say, and just drink some to get drunk to get me some peace of mind. I say, when you wake up in the morning, do you still have peace of mind? Say, no. Say, that is your answer. That is not the way. Jesus Christ is the peace. Amen. Some choose on getting high. Some default to what they call happy pills and other destructive way, which ends in death. But peace, perfect peace that surpasses all understanding can only be achieved if you allow the Prince of Peace to bring his nature of peace into your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peace is a nature of God. At times you have a children and you start to see them start to form some characters. And you start to say, hey, this my child have this kind of, he's a very studious child. And the other one is just running around the house and say, so I see they're forming their characters. At times they take the characters of their parents. At times they take the characters of this person and that. When you are a child of God, the nature of Jesus Christ is peace. And that peace should be in you. But how many of us actually have peace? It is either one thing or the other. That is why we want you to listen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16. That's one of the best words I have ever heard in the scriptures. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16. Now the Lord of peace who himself. Amen. Give you peace always by all means. I have not seen in the scripture with any other fruit, with any other gift, with any other promises, whereby God say, by all means necessary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now he says here again, now the Lord of peace himself, let him give you peace. And not just peace, maybe, maybe not, but by all means necessary. So if you don't have peace in your life, if you don't have peace in your marriage, if you don't have peace at your place of work, if you don't have peace in your business, in your finances, in any offer of your life that you wake up and it is like pain choking you, your health or whatever, God says, let the Lord of peace himself give you peace by all means what? Can somebody shout it out? By all means what? Can somebody shout it out? By all means what? Necessary. Go through the scriptures. Tell me where it said that God will give you prosperity by all means necessary. Tell me where it says in the word of God that he may even give you healing by all means necessary. But it says, let the Lord of peace himself give you peace by all means necessary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because peace is an integral nature of God. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. And his name shall be called what? Prince of Peace. Didn't say his name shall be called Prince of Prosperity. He didn't say his name shall be called Prince of Healing or whatever, though we know that's part of attribute of God. But he says his name shall be called what? Prince of Peace. And let that Lord of Peace give you his peace by all means necessary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me show you something in the scripture that show you how far God will go or how far that peace will be. Open to me Isaiah chapter 11 verse 6. How far the peace of God can go. How far the peace and the nature of God can go. Isaiah 11, 6 says, the wolf, the what, shall dwell with a lamb. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid. And the calf and the young lions and the fatling together and the little child shall do what? Lead them. That is completely opposite of the world. Put your hands together for the Lord. That is when the peace of God starts to take supremacy. That is how far God will go with the peace. He changed the nature of this world. He makes it contrary in every way. That the lion will now eat with the goat. That what? The leopard, the wolf, will lay down with the kid of an animal. And a young kid will lead them. And there shall be peace in God's dominion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why he says that if you please the Lord, that he will even make you to dwell at peace with your own very enemies. He will do it by what? By all means necessary. If he has to smack them around, he will. If he has to talk to them, he will. If they don't want, he may dip them inside water and, you know, torture them a little for them to get some senses. But you will get peace by all means necessary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the promise of the word of God. There are many things that will compete to take away your peace and give an entitlement of peace. Diverse tribulations. Diverse things will compete to take your peace away. Some it is that my boss at place of work, he doesn't allow me to rest. He's always on top of my case and that and that. Some it is my husband. Some it is my wife. Some it is my father-in-law. For my mother-in-law, everything devil will use different means. Your children, your whatever people that are your friends, they say things wrong about you. They carry tell bearers and this and say things. And these are things competing to take away your peace. You turn on the radio in the morning or the TV, and they are competing among themselves to take away your peace. There are just a bomb that went out in Germany. There's another one in that place. This is happening in that place. All these things come to, and then your blood pressure keep ticking as you see all these things because, hey, well, can I travel again? Or will this happen to my school? And then the other school, they just shot somebody to it. Everything they will say, they will announce, they will compete among themselves is just trying to take out the peace that you have. That is the nature of the world. That is what the world is all about. To elude, to move away you from the peace of God. But we are not going to allow it in Jesus' mighty name. If you lack peace, absence of tranquility, if your lack of peace and absence of, which is absence of tranquility, is as a result of self inflicted ordeal. I want to bring that home before we move on. If you are suffering for what you have done, if your lack of peace, I'm going to explain it later on, and it may be a little painful when I say those things, because it may hit home. It's because of your failures. You need to repent. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If your lack of peace, which is absence of tranquility and calmness, is as a result of self-inflicted ordeal, you must repent to reclaim the dividend of peace. We come into that later on. For peace to reign, you must let go of your own will. That's part of the problem of people not having peace. They hold onto their own will. The I am always right mentality. You have to let God go and assume the peace of God, which supersedes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To claim any of God's given possession and retain it, any given possession by God, which we named just about five, things like prosperity, things like healing, things like peace, joy. To claim any of them, you have to go through, you have to contend for it. To claim any of God's given possession and retain it, we must do our part by believing and acting on the word of God. Let's quickly open the Bible to Numbers 13:30. Numbers 13:30. At times, lasciviousness set in and that stops our peace. I've met with people who are sinking because of their life is in pieces. But they will not let go of the things that is sinking them. They label against the word of God. In Numbers chapter 13, I'm going to talk the story before God made a promise to the children of Israel. Somebody say, amen. He led them through the desert, through dry land, through so many miracles. He gave them so much that they should be able to believe him. Getting to the end of their journey, just the light at the end of the tunnel is about to appear. He says, send them out into that land and do what? And survey it. So he sent out a bunch of men, Joshua, Caleb, one of them. And when they got there, they saw that the land was beautiful. The possessions, the promises, what God had promised them was there for them to take. But there was a problem. They came back and said, yep, everything the Lord says is just like he said. The grapes there were big. The oranges, the apples, gold and silver, milk and honey, everywhere. The land is as beautiful as ever you can think. But there is a problem. They are too strong for us. They are the children of Anak, the giants, on the way. Therefore, we cannot go and claim our position. And God was angry. And God was pissed. He said, let me wipe them out from the face of the earth and let me make of you a nation. Moses appealed to God. He said, well, for this reason, every one of them that doubted me, the Lord, they will die in the wilderness. So they start walking around in circles. For how many years? 40 years. But the promise, the possession was just within an arm's length. He negated the Holy One of Israel. They limited God. Joshua cried out, Caleb cried, said, let us go and possess the what? The land. Amen. And Caleb stilled the people and said, let us go at once and do what? And possess it, for we are able to overcome. I always like to sing that song. We are able to go up and take that country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to Ida, God must surely give us victory. Victory. Move on to the. Yes, move on to the brethren. Move on to the righteous Son of God. Hallelujah. Move on. Brethren, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Caleb said, they are breakfast for us. We will eat them alive with our God on our side. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, anything that opposes your peace, anything that hinders your peace, anything that derails your peace, in Jesus' mighty name this morning, God, we break it down for you in Jesus' name. We need to take actions, correct actions, for his peace to endure in your life. I'm going to name three things quickly here, because I'm not going to take too much time in this message. One, the Prince of Peace must take his place in your life. Let's open book of Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. Book of Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. The number one thing that you have to do to have your peace or to regain it is that you need the Prince of Peace to take his place in your life. Amen? The scripture says here, thou will keep him in what? Perfect peace. I just love that. You know, there is a certain thing that is okay, 70%, 80%, 40%, 60% or whatever. Do you know what is perfection? 100%, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, he thou will keep him in what? Perfect peace. That is every area of your life. It's covered. That is every area of your life. It's what? Covered. If there is no peace in any of area of your life, take it from me, you have to claim that you are position this morning in Jesus' name. He says there is a, you know, something there that you have to see. But whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in the Lord. Not in your own ability. Not in your own figuring it out. I spoke to some people this week. Fortunately, they are not in the church this morning. And I made them mention, say, remove your mindset from this situation. Put it in God's hand. There is just a time you just need to leave it in the hand of the Lord. Amen? When your own figuring, assumption, power, and everything has failed, where your strength has failed, the grace of God is just starting. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peace must be maintained. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalm 34 verse 14. Psalm 34 verse 14. Quickly, please. Peace must be maintained. In Psalm 34 verse 14, it says, depart from evil and do what? Do good. Seek peace and pursue it. That is, chase it. Across the street, on the highway, even in your dreams, in your home. Seek peace and pursue it. Some people seek peace, but they don't pursue it. They don't know how to maintain relationship. They don't know how to maintain friend. They don't know how to behave at their place of work. The common sense to maintain peace has departed, and so they have pieces. The Bible says, seek peace and do what? Pursue it. We do not pursue peace in our relationship when we take our partners for granted. When I become so familiar, because we've been married for 100 years, that you take me for granted. I take my wife for granted. You are not seeking peace and you are not pursuing it. You may want the peace, but it will erode you because you are not pursuing it with the wisdom of the Lord. That is why many marriages are in chaos today. That is why there are so many breakdowns. It's I want. It's me. Bible say, seek peace and do what? Pursue it. Have you ever pursued something? Yes. For those of you who came from Nigeria, I know those Emolue boss. The last boss, Tejibo. He was filled and was going to park. I pursue it like nothing because I know if I didn't get inside that bus, what will happen? I will walk for hours that night. So you pursue it with everything in you. You jump over hurdles. You don't even see the hurdles. You fly over them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because you are pursuing it. Amen? People see you coming, they see their eyes that nothing will stop this person. They just give you a chance and say, let him pass by. That is how we are supposed to pursue this peace. Aggressively. With everything in us. By prayer. By the word of God. By standing firm on the promises of the word of God. Amen? Seek peace and pursue it. James chapter 3 verse 18. No, yeah, sorry. Yes, go ahead. James 3:18. Before I say that, there's something I want to mention here. In pursuing peace, you have to be able to forgive. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You will not have peace with unforgiveness in your life. And that is a hard thing for some of us. In fact, for all of us. It is easier to make me to grow 6 inches taller than for you to have peace with unforgiveness. Pastor Peter says something I always remember. He said that unforgiveness is like drinking poison and wishing that it will hurt your enemy. That unforgiveness is like drinking poison. At the same time, wishing that this poison you took into your stomach will hurt your enemy. There will not be peace in your life if unforgiveness reigns in your life. You need to forgive. You need to let go of your will and let the will of God supersede. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Don't be an instrument of disharmony in other people's life and expect peace to be in your own domain. Misery, they say, seeks company, and many of us willingly attach ourselves to it. When dubious individual, sects, ideology that are instrument of discord, disharmony, busybodies, tale-bearers, satanic agents whose sole intention is to sow seed of discord, and you attach yourself to such person or entities and swallow their lies, you are asking for trouble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many of us are instrument or have made ourselves instrument and agents of the enemy. I have seen with my own eyes. I have heard many people tell me, how did my trouble started? It is tale-bearers. In the age, we have unlimited phone call. In the time, we have a text message unlimited. Facebook, this and that. Some people have become busybodies. They are agents. They carry tale from one person to the other, sowing seed of discord. And you wonder why there is no peace in your own life. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Some people have come to some people and say, hey, I'm having trouble with my husband. This is what my husband did. Their own marriage is in rocks. And they went ahead and gave negative advices. Intentional. If I were you, I would deal with that woman this way. You know what I'm going to do? I will show him or her who is the boss in this house. Then the stupid man or the woman will jump up and go home and fulfill the advice of the agent of Satan. If it was me, I will show him paper. He will know who is who. In this land, you think say we are still in Nigeria or in this London or wherever. This is United States. This is America. I pick up the phone and I call that phone on him and he is in jail. That's the advice who call themselves a friend we give to the other one for no good reason. I'm not saying that there's no point as a time you may have to call. But in this case, there is no need. She did it herself and her marriage is in rocks, is broken. And the other one is advising the other person to do exactly what she did. And she's living in misery, and she seeks company because misery seeks company. And the person they're advising is stupid and dumb enough not to realize that this is an agent of the devil. I have seen people come to me personally to try to divide us in this church. How this person does more than this? That person there, I say, you know who you are working for? Sowing seed of discord. Germinating contention among brethren. Whereas the Lord has appointed me and you to be agents of peace. To calm the raging waters. To bring peace to the quarrels and problems in the people's life. To take your time and pray for them. To wait on the Lord on their behalf. And when God pushes that person to come your way, you start to speak word of peace. You start to sow seed of peace. And as you do that, there will be dividend of peace in your own life. We when your friend comes to you for advice, if you don't have anything to advise, shut up. If you cannot speak, thus say the Lord, shut up. Don't say nothing. Talking to a man 2 weeks ago, met with me. He's not a member, he's not in this church now. What started this problem is a tailbearer where he went to shop to buy food. Well, the wife was there before him and said something. And that one picked the phone. That's your wife. Oh. Do you know what he just said when he was here? That's how the enemy start to work. And many of us have become ignorant of the devil's devices. And not only that we are ignorant of the devil's devices, we have become instruments of devil's devices. Some even have the gumption to tell me, thus say the Lord at times. I say, which the Lord? Which Lord? I know them to be liars and ungodly people. Say, I'm a prophet. I say, okay. Be a prophet where you are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When people give you advice against your partners, against your friends, against people you work with, against, don't take it. Just swallow it, hook and line. Filter it. Look at the life of the person who is telling you those things, advice, and see if their life is what you want to emulate. Seek godly advice. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I say here, beware of this as we round up. If we can stand on our feet, everybody. Just go ahead and start. Beware of those who sow seed of strife, seed of contention and divisions among you. I say they will surely reap what they sow. Here are some questions I want you to ask yourself this morning. Is anything blocking the practice of peace in my life? Is anything blocking it? The practice of peace in your life? It's a serious question you have to ask yourself. Is anything blocking the practice of peace, the nature of peace in my life? It's time to let it go. What can I do to make peace function better in my life, even at a time of uncertainty and stress? Do I need to beg? Do I need to cry to the Lord? Do I need to go and apologize? Have I done or said things to people in the past that destroyed their own family, and now I'm reaping what I sow? Then you need to repent. And if possible, go and appeal. That advice I gave you 10 years ago that ruined your life, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have given you that advice. That thing I said, if God bring it to your mind, do not wait. Go and tell them or make peace. If you can, do it. If you can't, commit it into the hands of the Lord and repent. What can I do to show a bit more peaceful attitude in my life daily? If you see that you are always worked up, like some people will tell me, I'm always this, you know, jumped up, worked up. You wake up in the morning, you're already high with anger and stuff. You look like they're living in, everything about them is just anger and showing lack of peace and so on and so forth. Then you need the Prince of Peace in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peace that passeth understanding is not a given. You must contend for it by holding onto God's unfailing words. You can choose to be miserable. I've seen people like that. They are miserable. You see them just plain miserable. What comes out of their mouth will make you. There's a person I work with before. If she says good morning, the way she will say that good morning will make you want to throw up. There's no peace in them. The way she will talk to you and the way it will come across. Even what was supposed to be a good gesture will come across like a mockery or something. There's no element of peace in them. They are just miserable. It comes out of them. The nature of Christ is not in them. I said here, if you choose to be miserable, dress miserable, eat miserable, think and live miserable according to the dictates of this world, of the enemy, or you can seek to be like Paul and Silas. When in the midst of their trouble, and I was reading that scripture and it was just blessing my heart. In the midst of trouble, waiting practically to be executed and killed, they've been captured and beaten and tormented and thrown inside the inner jail. You see, Paul and Silas, they do what? They sang and they praised God. Amen? As they were praising God, as they took their problem and put it somewhere and lock it and start praising the Lord. And he said, let that God of peace himself give you peace. By all means. There come a shaking. A little tremor in that building. And so the pillars start to shake. The doors start to swing open. The poles started to crumble. The Lord of peace was ready to give them peace by all means necessary. And suddenly the whole jail was busting open. And the band in their hand became loose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was peace by all. The jailer said, ha! The magistrate, the governor gave me these people to watch and they look at the doors, they are open, they have run away. He pulled out his sword to kill himself and Paul shouted, don't kill yourself, we are still here. The peace went beyond the measure and understanding of men, peace that passeth all understanding. The man quickly took them, that's the people in jail, took them to his house, cleaned their wound, wife make food, they brought it, they ate, and then after they said, what can I do to be saved? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, achieve thy peace by all means necessary. That is what God can do for you. That is what God can do for you. I want you to remember this quote. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of our Christ at the time of need. You might be going through trouble right now. Say, how can I have peace? In closing, the song we sung at the beginning, say, it is well with my soul. I like to, when I listen to hymns, I go and read. Why did they write it? This man, Horatius Spafford, as we close, he has a traumatic event in his life. The first thing is that his two-year-old son, I think his only son, died. 1871. Then, all his properties where he invested it in Chicago, there was that great fire in Chicago of 1861, wiped out all his properties. As if that is not enough, the economy tanked at the same time. He lost all his assets. He has already planned for his family to go to London for something. With all this thing happening, he couldn't do it. So he told his wife and four daughters to enter ship and go before him. I'm coming to meet you. On going there, the ship hit another ship and sank. The four daughters died. The wife said what they call the famous telegraph, saved alone. Of the five families you sent to England, only one is alive, the wife. She said, saved alone. The man boarded another ship to go meet the wife. In the presence of all this trouble, as his ship was coming to where his four daughters lay buried, I cannot start to imagine the pain in his heart. He started to write this word of song. When peace like a river attended my way. When sorrows like billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. That is the grace of God. That is the peace that passeth all understanding. Father, I give you glory. If you have an issue in your life that has lasted for some months now, I want you to quickly, and I'm just going to speak one word to you. Step out to the front. Quickly. If you have an issue that you need peace in it. Peace. If you have an issue that you need peace of God to rule, and you are ready, willing to repent if you have been at fault, then come on quick. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you put that song, It Is Well With My Soul? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, you are God indeed. Jesus Christ, you are the Prince of Peace. Let mercy abound. Oh, hallelujah. I will declare in the name of Jesus that God will bring peace to each one of you that is standing here by all means necessary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. With my soul, I say it is well. It is well. In Jesus' mighty name, I say that peace of God that passeth all understanding, let God bring it into your family by all means necessary in Jesus' name. Let God bring that peace into your family by all means necessary in Jesus' name. Let God bring that peace of God that passeth all understanding even into your situation by all means necessary in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I speak and I declare that peace that passeth all understanding, it shall come into your life. Into your life, into your family, by all means necessary. The Lord of peace himself shall do it, and to him shall be the glory, in Jesus' name. That peace of God, that passeth all understanding, it shall come over the situation, in Jesus' mighty name, and it shall be done by all means necessary, to the glory of God, in Jesus' mighty name.